Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Amud Beis of Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're already holding on Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're four lines into the page, and the Gemara is going to tell us another story about Rebbe and Antoninus. Havalehu Barta Deshma Gira. Antoninus had a daughter whose name was Gira. Ka'avda Isura. She was Mezana. So Shadale Antoninus sent to Rebbe a vegetable, Gargira, that was called a Gargira. And he was trying to say that Gargira, that she's following, she's being dragged after the ways of the philanderers, adulterers. So what should I do with her? She's going off the derech, you know, whatever Antoninus Derech was. She's becoming promiscuous. So Shadalei, Rebbe sent back a different vegetable called a kusbarta, as a way of saying kusbarta, meaning shecht your daughter. She's chayiv misa. Shadalei, Santanina sent back karti, a leek, a karti vegetable. So he sent to indicate to Rebbe, if I do that, I'm going to be koreis my own zera. I'm going to cut off my own children. So shalach le chasa. So he sent him back chasa, another vegetable, and he was being meramis to him that he should have rachmonos on her, chos aleha, and don't kill her. Another maisa between the two of them, kol yama v'shadalei dava pricha. Every day, Antoninus would send Rebbe gold that was cut up into, shredded into tiny little pieces, b'matrasa, in large bags, v'chiti apumayhu, and he would have wheat at the opening, at the mouth of the bag of gold, so that people shouldn't realize that it's actually filled with gold. Samaluhu, Antoninus said to his avadim, amti yuchite, bring this wheat, l'rebbe, to Rebbe. Amrle Rebbe, so Rebbe said to Antoninus, lo tzarichne, you know, I have plenty of money, I don't really need the gold that you're sending me. Isli tuva, I have a lot already on my own. So Amar Antoninus said to Rebbe, you may not need it, but l'havu l'man de basrach, you should be able to leave it for your children after you, v'diavi l'basrach, and they will be able to use it as bribe money for my children. Da'asu basrach, u'da'asi minayu, nefuk alayhu. The children that are going to come after you and the children that are going to come after me are going to, you know, interact, and the interactions aren't always going to be as pleasant as they are between me and you, so they may need a bribe. So this way, we're gonna give them the money that they're going to need later. Havliyahin across the Antoninus had a certain cave, Dava Aila mi beis le beis Rebbe, that would lead from his own house to Rebbe's house, like an underground tunnel. Kol yom av maisi trei avdei. Every day he would bring two servants, chad katle abav de bei Rebbe, chad katle adabav de beisei. One of the avadim he would take with him all the way to the entrance of Rebbe's house, and he would kill him there before he entered Rebbe's house, so that he shouldn't tell anyone that he was going to the beis Rebbe. And the other avad he would leave at the opening of the cave near his house, and he would bring him with him to Rebbe's house and leave him there at the opening of the cave. When he would go back, he would bring him all the way back to the entrance of his own palace, and then he would kill him there. Amar Lei, Santanina said to Rebbe, Be'ina da'asina lo nishkach gavar kamach. Listen, I have one request. When I come to visit you, I really don't want anybody else to be there. Yom echad ashkel Rabbi Chanina bar Chama davi Yosef. One day, Antoninus comes to visit Rebbe, and there's Rabbi Chanina bar Chama sitting there next to Rebbe. So Amar, lo aminu lach be'ina da'asina lo nishkach gavar kamach. He said, didn't I tell you I don't want anyone there when I come? Amar Lei, les din bar inish. No, this guy's not a person, he's a malach. You don't have to worry, he's not going to tell anyone. Amar Lei, Antoninus said to Rabbi Chanina bar Chama,
why don't you go tell the Eved that's waiting by the doorway that he should get up and come in? And he never told Rabbi Chanina that this Eved was already killed. So as Rabbi Chanina bar Chama v'ashchei davakatil, Rabbi Chanina came and he saw that the Eved was already killed. Amar Rabbi Chanina said, hechi Eved, what am I supposed to do now? E ezel ve'emelei dekatil, if I'm going to go and I'm going to say that the Eved was killed, so we know that eimashivin al kalkala, it's not nice to be the bearer of bad news. So ashabke ve'ezel, should I just run away? Kamezalzin b'malchus, then I'm going to be mezalzal in the malchus because I'm not listening to his instructions. So we left with only one choice. He davened and brought the guy back to life, v'shadrei, and he sent him to Antoninus. So Amar, Antoninus said to Rebbe, Yadana zuti deispuchu mechayim mesim. I realize that even the lesser chachamim amongst you, you know, are able to be mechayim mesim. Miu beidna daasina lo nishkachin nishkamach. But still, I made a request that you shouldn't have any people with you. So even though this person is obviously a very special and holy person, I made a request that you shouldn't have anyone at all with you. So kol yomav mishamish l'Rabbi. Every day Antoninus used to serve Rabbi. Machle mashkele, he would give him to eat and to drink. Havabai Rabbi l'mesek l'puria. When Rabbi would want to go up onto his bed, havagachin kamei puria. Antoninus would bend down in front of the legs, in front of the bed. Amalein, he would say to Rabbi, saki lavai l'puriech. Climb on top of me to go into your bed. I mean, he was totally mezalzel himself for Rebbe to be able to use him to get into bed. So Amar Rebbe said, "Lava rechara lezalzuli b'malchus kolei." It's not that rechara; it's to be mezalzel in the malchus like this. Amar mi yisimeni matzah tachtach le'olam haba. And Antonina says, "If only I was like a mattress for you in olam haba." Meaning, he understood that Rebbe was a very, very special person. So Amar le Antonina said to Rebbe, "Asina li'al madasi." Am I going to go to Olam Haba? Am I going to be Zocha to Olam Haba? Amalei, Rebbe said, in. Yeah, because the Chassidim also get Olam Haba. So Amalei, Antonina said, Vaksiv, lo yasarid leveis Esav, that there's not going to be anything left of the base Esav, and I'm from the base Esav, I'm from Edom. But Osa Maisa Esav, Rebbe said, now that's only someone who follows in the ways of Esav, who does things like Esav. And you're a good person, so you don't have to worry about that. Tanya Namiachim, we have a Braisa that supports Rebbe. Veloya Sar the Beis Esav, the Pasuk says in Ovadia that there won't be any remnant left of Esav. Yachal HaKol, you might think that all of Esav's descendants are going to be gone. Tamalamar LeBeis Esav, Ba'osa Maisa Esav, that it's only someone who acts like Esav. Amalei Vaksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say that amongst those who go to Gehenim are Edom, and there is going to be the place of all of the important people of Rome, and aren't I included in the important people of Rome? Amalei Melacheha v'lo kol Melacheha. He says, yeah, some of the Melachim, meaning he said, the Pasuk says, Shama Edom, Melacheha v'kol Nisiya, that there in Gehenim is going to be all of the officers of Edom. So Rebbe said, Teikimdaik Melacheha v'lo kol Melacheha, some of the kings of Edom, not all of them. And it says, Kol Nisiya v'lo kol Sareha, all the Nisiyim, but not all of the Sarim of Rome are going to be Yorid l'Gehenim. And so righteous people like you don't have to worry. You're not going to Gehenim. Tanya Namiachim, you have a braisa that supports Rebbe, because the pasuk says Shama Edom Lachah v'kol Nisiyeha Melacheha v'lo kol Melacheha Kol Nisiyeha v'lo kol Sareha. Melacheha v'lo kol Melacheha, when it says that it's kings, but not all of it's kings, Prat l'Antoninus ben Asvirus, that excludes Antoninus ben Asvirus. Kol Nisiyeha v'lo kol Sareha, Prat l'Katir bar Shalom, and it says Kol Nisiyeha, and that means not kol Sareha, when it says Kol Nisiyeha, and we darshan then not kol Sareha, Prat l'Katir bar Shalom, that comes to exclude Katir bar Shalom, who's from the Sarim of Rome, that they're both not going to go to Gehenim. Ketir bar Shalom mai. What's the story with Ketir bar Shalom? There was a certain Kesar of Rome that hated the Jews. So the Kesar said to the officers of Rome, Misha alulonima, someone who has nima baraglo, someone who has some dead flesh on his leg, should he cut it off and live? Or should he leave it there and suffer from it? So they understood that he was asking about the Jewish people. He was comparing them to dead flesh that's causing only pain. So if you cut them off, you'll be happy. So Amrullah, the Sarim said to Kesar, Yektena v'yichya, cut them off and you'll live, meaning destroy them. Amrullah, Ketia bar Shalom, so Ketia bar Shalom said to the Kesar, you shouldn't destroy them. Chada d'leichatulu l'kulu. First of all, you'll never be able to destroy all of them. D'chsiv, ki ka'ar baruchas ha-shamayim, pirasti eschem nom Hashem. That Hashem says, I've spread them out like the four ruchos of Shemayim. Maika Amar, what does he mean, like the four ruchos of Shemayim? Ile midabadarton ba'arba ruchos, that the Jewish people are scattered all over the four directions of the world. Hai ke'arba ruchos, le'arba ruchos mi ba'ilei. It shouldn't say like the four ruchos, it should say
to the four ruchos in the four directions. Ella, no, what it means to say is kashem sheyef shalolam below ruchos, just like the world can't exist without the four directions and the winds that come from the four directions. Kach yef shalolam below Yisrael, so too the world will never exist without the Jewish people. Va'od, and the second reason why you can't destroy the Jewish people, Karulach Malchusa Katia, then you're going to get a reputation as a genocidal maniac. You're the people that destroyed a mighty nation. Amleisa, the case I said to Katia Bar Shalom, Memer Shaper Kamit. Your tainas are good tainas. You say, well, Mihu called the Zachid Shadil Malka Shadil Kamun Yechalila. But the rule is that anyone who outwits a king, it's a busha to the king, and therefore we have to send you to a house full of dirt to die there, and that's your fate. That's what you're going to have to suffer. When the servants of the melech were arresting Katir bar Shalom and bringing him to that place, a certain Roman noblewoman said, woe unto the boat that's going without having to pay its tax. Meaning, since he's going to die for the Jewish people, it's too bad that he never got a bris milah. He's not going to get a chelek together with the rest of the Jewish people in Olam Haba. So Ketia Bar Shalom heard this statement. Nafal al resha dorlote kata. He bit off his own urla. Amr Yahavis Mirsi Khalifas Vaavris, I've now paid my tax and nothing's gonna stop me from getting my just desserts in the Olam HaEmes. So I'm now gonna be together with the Jewish people. Kika Shadule, when they threw him into the house to die, Amr Kol Nichsayil Rabbi Akiva V'Chaverav. He said, I want all of my money to go to Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues. Yata Rabbi Akiva V'Darash. So Rabbi Akiva had to figure out how exactly is this going to be divided. So he darshaned as follows. You know, it says by the Lechem Apanim, V'Haisa L'Aron U'Levanav, that it will go to Aaron and his children. So Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, is connected all the other Kohanim because it mentions his name alone, and then it mentions Banav, all of the other Kohanim. And we darshan Mechtzel Aaron, Mechtzel Banav, that half of the Lechem Apanim goes to Aaron, and the other half goes to his children. So Rabbi Kiva was saying the same thing must be over here. When Ketir Bar Shalom says that all of his nechasim go to Rabbi Akiva B'chaverav, what he was saying was that half of it goes to Rabbi Akiva, and the other half is split amongst everybody else. Yatsa Baskal V'yamra, when Ketir Bar Shalom was killed, a heavenly voice came out and said, Ketir Bar Shalom, Mezuman L'chai Olam Haba, that he is headed to Olam Haba. Bacha Rabbi V'amr, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shachas, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Kama Shanim. So Rebbe cried out and he said, a person could be Kona Olamo, even in Shah Achas, even in a short period of time, a person could do something impactful, right? A person learns an Amud a day for just what? 15 minutes a day. And a person could be Kona Olamo. You could be Kona Mesechta after Mesechta. You could be Kona Olamo in a short period of time. Antoninus Shamshel Rebbe. Antoninus was Meshamish Rebbe in his Su'uda. Adarchan, he was Shamshel Rav. And Adarchan, who was another non-Jew, used to be Meshamish Rav. Kishachav Antoninus, Amar Rebbe, Nisparda Chavila. When Antoninus died, Rebbe said, our bond has fallen apart. Kishachav Adarchan, when Adarchan died, Amar Rav, Nisparda Chavila. Rav had a similar lament that this deep connection has now been severed. So I guess a couple of main points are in order over here. So first we have the more interactions between Antoninus and Rebbe relating to what he should do with his rebellious daughter, relating to all the money Antoninus gave to Rebbe, and relating to this special tunnel that Antoninus used to go visit Rebbe in. And then we had second main point is that Antoninus, along with other good Romans, is going to get a chelek in Olam Haba, even though most of the Romans do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. A third main point, we learned about Ketia Bar Shalom, who tried to prevent the king from killing the Jews, and ultimately paid with his life for it, but he was Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas, by paying with his life for it. He joined together with the Jewish people in his dying moments. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the very top of the page, and we'll learn the famous Gemara about Unkulus.